Hundreds of researchers agree that climate change is going to change the way that we will live in the coming decades. Every few years, the U.S. Global Change Research Program releases a national climate assessment, a comprehensive look into how the country's climate has changed and what could be ahead. Here to break down this recently released assessment in Nevada and the Sierra is Steph McAfee. She's an assistant professor in geography at the University of Nevada, Reno, and also works for the State Climate Office. Steph McAfee, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks so much for having me in, Brian.
So what were the main findings from this year's assessment?
Well, so it's actually going to vary a little bit from place to place. And this is one of the great things about the National Climate Assessment is that it's regionally focused even within the U.S. But here in Nevada, we're really looking at a fairly small number of main concerns. One is the possibility for, weirdly, both increased drought and increased flooding. We expect that temperatures will rise, but also that precipitation might very well do some of what we've seen it do the last few years. A few dry winters, followed by really, really wet winter, followed by a few more dry winters, and then a really, really wet winter. And with warmer temperatures, more of that might come as rain than as snow, which of course, you know, we use the snowpack as several extra reservoirs, so that it's really handy in that way. Also, as we see warmer temperatures, one concern, especially for those of us living in cities in Nevada, whether that's Reno or Las Vegas or Elko, is simply public health impacts from really high temperatures. Because the cities in particular are dealing not only with increasing temperatures and temperatures that could be anywhere between 3 and 4 Fahrenheit or maybe as much as 7 or 8 degrees hotter, that gets combined with the fact that cities are hotter than the areas around them. And Reno and Las Vegas both have pretty substantial urban heat island effects. So that can lead to a host of problems for people who live in the cities. You know, simple things like, well, I never needed air conditioning before and now I do, and that's a big expense. Or real health risks like heat exhaustion and heat stroke for people who don't have access to air conditioning. A lot of these things will tend to impact lower income people more.
What about places in this Eastern Sierra, a lot of our listening areas, from like Bishop to Susanville? Are there any particular concerns regarding that area?
Well, so if you are a fan of snow, right, as we see temperatures warm, we're likely to see less snow. Right now, between last week and this week, that may not sound like such a bad idea. These are areas where, you know, there is tourism hinged to winter recreation, which is usually more fun in the snow. So that's a concern. Another concern in some of our more sparsely populated areas in the Sierra, but definitely down into some of the more urban communities as well, is the increased risk for fire. As it gets hotter and perhaps drier during the summer, we see a bigger risk for the kinds of really large wildfires that we've had over the last couple of years. And I've spoken with some folks who fight wildland fires, and they say it just seems like to them like it's getting worse. And of course, that's a concern. If you live in an area where a fire might burn, are you going to have an evacuation plan? Would your house be damaged? What steps can you take to make your house safer? And of course, we do know some of the things you can do to make a house safer, but you know, can you get that done? But then also air quality. Down in Reno, several days last summer, and the summer before that, and the summer before that, we had pretty bad smoke events right down into the city. So even though Reno itself wasn't on fire, we were feeling the effects of fires that were coming from a good distance away. And the air quality really took a hit. So people, again, who were working or trying to play outside were being impacted by this poor air quality.
All right, Steph, thank you so much for coming in.
All right. Well, thank you, Brie. It was great to stop by.